Traders trade even on Christmas Day. From 8 p.m., good afternoon and Merry Christmas. I'm Mark Garrison with the Marketplace Midday Update for December 25th. Netflix apologizes for a streaming movie outage. Fiscal cliff or no fiscal cliff, some taxes are going up next year either way. A look ahead at the environment and energy in 2013, and we'll explain why it's a bad week for Chinese liquor stocks.
Looking for a good read? Visit the Big Book blog at marketplace.org. Listen to author interviews and read excerpts from the Marketplace bookshelf. Online at marketplace.org/thebigbook.
Most exchanges are closed today, but some were open in Asia. That's where we find Sean Ryan. He's managing director at China Market Research Group. Hi, Sean.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Glad to have you. So let's start with Japan, where the benchmark Nikkei closed up 1.4% today, and Shinzo Abe becomes prime minister tomorrow. What kind of changes will we see from his government?
Prime Minister Abe has said that he wants to try to weaken the value of the yen compared to the U.S. dollar. A lot of Japan's exporters, you know, from Toyota to Sony, have been getting killed because consumers around the world are saying these products are too expensive compared to products from Korea like Samsung and LG. And I think that's why there's a lot of optimism, and you saw the Nikkei has gone up, and a lot of investors around Asia are saying maybe it's time to take a look again at Japan.
Stocks also rose in mainland China. What's behind that rise today?
Part of it is that there have been a lot of bearish feeling towards China over the last 3 months, and I think it's very clear from the economic data that fears about a China economic slowdown have been vastly exaggerated. You saw that retail sales went up 14.6% last month. Inflation is only around 2.2%. And I think, importantly, the next president of China, Xi Jinping, everybody is saying he's doing a pretty good job at pushing through some of the anti-corruption issues, and he's really pushing forward towards a pivot within the country towards more of a consumption and services-oriented economy, because over the last decade, China has been too much oriented towards export manufacturing as well as investment-led growth. So I think overall, consumers are saying China's economy is fairly strong, and I think that it's clear that the new leadership administration in China is moving towards implementing the right policies to spur sustainable growth over the next 5-10-year period.
Okay, Sean Ryan of the China Market Research Group, thank you for the look at Asian markets, which were open today and you are working today. So thanks for your time.
Thank you.
And let's do the numbers. Not many numbers to do on Christmas, but as we mentioned, some Asian markets opened and stocks ended higher. Yesterday on Wall Street, stocks closed lower in a partial trading day. The Dow dropped 0.4% to close at 13,139. And Netflix says its movie streaming service is now back online. An outage starting Christmas Eve frustrated people hoping to use movies to escape talking to their relatives.
Investing, renting, sending your kid to college? Listen to the Marketplace Money Podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
The healthcare overhaul means some taxes are coming next year, no matter what happens with the fiscal cliff. Marketplace health reporter Dan Gorenstein explains.
If you earn over $200,000 a year and you own stocks, you are going to help fund the Affordable Care Act. Howard Gleckman from the Tax Policy Center says taxes on investment income are going up 3.8%.
That includes interest, dividends, capital gains, all of those kinds of investment taxes.
High-wage earners will also see a nearly 1% increase in their payroll tax. The taxes combined will raise an estimated $120 billion in 5 years, with 85% of that paid by the wealthiest Americans.
We estimate the top 1% on average will pay about $23,000 more in taxes just on their investment income.
The well-heeled aren't the only ones facing tax increases.
Pharmaceutical companies, managed care companies, and the provider sectors.
Dan Mendelson is the head of Avalere Health. Drug companies and insurers will kick in $10 billion in additional fees over the next 2 years. Mendelson says that's where the rest of us, the 99%, will help pay for Obamacare with more expensive prescriptions and health insurance. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
All week, we're looking ahead to 2013. Today, we're talking environment and energy with Marketplace's Scott Tong from our sustainability desk. Hi, Scott.
Good morning, Mark.
One issue we've talked about a lot recently is fracking, the controversial technique to get more natural gas out of the ground. Scott, what are you watching for on this issue in 2013?
I think at the regular person level, a lot of people are thinking about this. It's happening in their backyards. So the inherent opposition to it is going to get louder. At the government level, the federal government is planning to come out with some rules this coming year as far as telling companies what to disclose as far as the fluids that they're shooting underground, how they operate and engineer their wells, what they do with the wastewater before they send it back into the water system. So we will have a broad national conversation and some regulatory things to watch.
Another hot-button issue, climate change, what to do about it. There's a lot of controversy there. What do you think we're going to see on that issue in 2013?
Well, I think, first of all, the issue seems to be back. Many of us remember during the presidential campaign, it went dormant. But then we had Superstorm Sandy. People remember the drought that happened. So at the street level, there's more conversation about it, and at the corporate level, too. So the awareness is once again back, according to Gwen Ruta. She's with the Environmental Defense Fund, and here's her take on it.
You know, we had the drought. Water supplies in the Southwest are drying up. Politicians may be dragged kicking and screaming into it because it's having an impact on our citizenry.
Now, Mark, at the government level, we are looking for more potential regulation coming out of the Environmental Protection Agency. They are looking at rules on the refineries, new coal-fired power plants, and the rules for their emissions. So look out for that.
Let's broaden this a little bit just in terms of looking on the large scale for energy mm-hmm. and the environment. How is the conversation changing, and what are you looking for in that in 2013?
Well, very broadly speaking, the United States has been having an energy conversation about scarcity of fossil fuels, right? We don't have enough of it. We're importing too much of it. Well, suddenly with this hydraulic fracturing technology and others, the conversation has changed to one of abundance. We have too much natural gas now. What are we going to do with it? And pretty soon, that conversation is going to bleed over into oil. Is the United States suddenly having more geopolitical power? What does it mean for the economy? What does it mean for our trade deficit? So suddenly having a lot of energy and thinking about exporting it and making a lot of money has implications for a lot of these national conversations.
Scott Tong, correspondent for the Marketplace Sustainability Desk. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And finally, it's been a tough week for Chinese liquor stocks. The government recently banned its leaders from throwing lavish official banquets with pricey booze. The move sent distillery stocks tumbling. Hit especially hard the maker of Mao Tai, which can go for hundreds of dollars a bottle. Beyond its eye-popping price, the Chinese liquor is also famed for its devastating strength. It's so powerful that during President Nixon's historic visit to China, his aides tried to keep him from drinking it. But he toasted anyway. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.